When Venerable Geshe-la gave the oral instructions to this oral instruction, when he explained more detail, he spent a long time emphasizing this particular point. He said that, you know, Kadampas, Kadampa practitioners, we all know, we've heard many times, collect merit, purify negative karma, receive blessings. These are the three principal things that we need to do in order to grow our potential. He says, everybody, no one disagrees with this. Everyone who says, yes, that's right, I need to collect merit, I need to improve my good fortune, I need to purify my negativity, I need to receive blessings. Yes, yes, yes. But then he said, he's long teaching now, he said, but our understanding is a little bit superficial. It's a little bit superficial. It's still not working to give us that strong potential. So what did he mean? I'll use Geshe-la's own words from his teaching. He said, by gaining realizations of the lamrim, stages of the path, three principal aspects of the path, by gaining these realizations, we will be happy all the time. We can maintain our mind peacefully all the time. He says, I've explained this many times, so in reality, I don't need to repeat it. But normally, our spiritual understanding, our Dharma understanding, is difficult to put into practice because we read first and it's very clear. Then, when the book is closed, nothing. We believe, we're thinking, I know this, I'm ready to teach, I know this, just this. He says, this is not enough. Thinking I know this is not enough. As long as the book or the small computer is not open, then the Dharma is not coming from here. Yeah? This is true, isn't it? We know. As soon as we close our books, isn't it? Nothing. Just back to confusion, total confusion, isn't it? Unless, he says, unless we've previously memorized and trained a little, so that we have some familiarity through continual practice. Unless we've memorized the instructions and we have familiarity through continual practice, other than this, nothing. Just open the book. But reading alone is not enough. Because after we close the book, nothing. Unless the small computer, the little smartphone or tablet or something, unless the small computer reminds us, after it's closed, still darkness, he says, still darkness. Only if we've memorized the instructions and have become familiar, then we can maintain continually. This is the reason, he says, for these reasons, we're not able to use Dharma to solve our samsaric problems and suffering. Of course, he said, it's beneficial to study and to meditate, but it's superficial. It's not really solving our problems. It's one of, I'm just me talking now, it's one of the reasons why, you know, people say, oh, I've been on a study program for 20 years and I've been meditating for 30 years or something, but I still get angry and I still, blah, 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 I still got many delusions. Well, why? Again, because the familiarity is not deep enough. We're not contemplating continuously. Dharma is not in our mind. We haven't memorized. We rely on the book the whole time. So I have to rely on the book because I haven't memorized all of Geshe-la's oral instruction here. He says, the point is, first we ourselves should gain experience of lamrim meditation. We should control our delusions so we're free from suffering and pain. And we should maintain these lamrim realizations continually so our mind will be peaceful continually. And then we'll be happy all the time. Then we can show a good example to others. And with this example, we can encourage other people, give them encouragement. He says, what I'm really saying is this. Why do we have this problem? That even though we intellectually understand that Dharma is very important, it is still difficult to practice. It is clearly due to lacking good fortune, not enough merit. Not enough good fortune or potential, the virtuous potential which are the seeds of Dharma realizations. This is good fortune. Virtuous potentials, which are the seeds of Dharma realizations. This is real good fortune, real merit. And to increase this, we need to accumulate virtues, purify negativity. And then because of purifying and gathering all the conditions, our virtuous potential, the seeds of Dharma realizations, continuously grow. And then it's very easy. He said, this is a scientific method to prove why we need good fortune. So you need to listen carefully to get the scientific method. He says, first, we Kadampa practitioners, we ourselves try to understand that this is the truth. For example, I said one of the main reasons why we need to practice Guru Yoga is because we need to develop and increase good fortune. But why do we need good fortune? And what does good fortune actually mean? We must understand what is real good fortune. This is because we need to accumulate good fortune. This is why we need to practice Guru Yoga. One of the main reasons is we need to accumulate good fortune, merit. So what does good fortune mean? How do we understand this? What is the meaning of good fortune? So then Geshe-la said this, and to me personally this was delight. My ears were so happy to hear this. He said, according to Dharma, if we have good external conditions, we have wealth, position, physical beauty, lots of mental meaningless understandings, too much knowledge, higher education, these are not good fortune. Even a higher position like being a king, queen, prime minister, president, the higher opportunity is not real good fortune. I was delighted to hear this because I'm not a king. Joking, by the way. He said, their good fortune, they are using it. They're destroying it. They destroy their own merit that they previously accumulated in previous lives. And right now, it causes them continual problems and doesn't achieve any single pure happiness for them. Wealthy people, kings, queens, presidents, those in higher positions, successful business people, this is not good fortune. This is samsara's problems. Normally we say, oh, you are very lucky. You have such good fortune, blah, blah, blah. And then people are proud, but in reality, nothing. So this is true, isn't it? I know many times I have many conversations myself over the years when, you know, we see a person who has a big car, they have a big job and lots of money, lots of gold on gold, you know, property and so forth, very beautiful. And we say, oh, yeah, they have lots of merit. Geshe-la's telling us, no, they don't have lots of merit. They're using it up. They're destroying it. They don't have merit. We've got to understand this, you know, because otherwise we think that these things are the real merit. They're not the real merit. The real merit is virtuous seeds of Dharma realizations.